replete in all of the pagan religions that are practiced still in the world today, and it will become more widespread, this idolatry that we think of as old-fashioned or belonging to another era, that will become resurgent. The works of their hands, the idea being that idols are things that we make with our own hands, we construct them, and then we fall down and worship what we constructed with our own hands. There's an irony that the Bible is referring to here in the Old Testament in particular, over and over again when it talks about, imagine we log, and we cut the log in half. No, they didn't have chainsaws. Cut the log in half. Half, you make a god and bow down and worship, and the other half you throw into the fire to warm yourself. And so the irony in the Old Testament is brought out in this particular case. But finally, verse 21, and they did not repent of their thefts. In other words, there was no response to perhaps the most devastating pogrom, the most devastating taking of human life in all of human history here in the second half of the tribulation, the Great Tribulation. Despite the massive taking of life, people's hearts remained hard. The Bible says, Jesus says, the kindness of God leads you to repentance. The kindness of God, not the threats of God, and not even the devastating justice of God, but the kindness of God leads you to repentance. And it's only when people begin to reflect on whose this universe is, and whose power is at work in this universe, and that this power has been, up to this particular point, amazingly restrained, that they begin to say, this is not something to play around with. This God is a real being with great power, and he loves me, unbelievably. Me. You know, bad dude that I am. He loves even me. And so with that, people should repent when they realize that fact. But it takes the work of the Holy Spirit to produce that kind of repentance. Let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer, shall we? Our Heavenly Father, we...